welcome, good evening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here this Thursday night. This is night number four as we continue our reboot of the Phil Hendry Show. We're very grateful to have you with us, and whether you're a subscriber, whether you are a listener, whether you are a radio station, a sponsor, good to have you with us, guys. And when I say subscriber, we're online at philhendryshow.com. philhendryshow.com, that's where we do a live video cast of our show each and every night, as well as provide a podcast each and every morning. Podcast not only the show we did the night before, but of our something from our classic archives. We do have on the line with us this evening Justin McElroy. He's a 17-year-old high school student, and he lives in northern Los Angeles County. And we wanted to bring him on because he and a group of friends are creating a podcast that is a daily critique of not only their high school and what goes on. And you guys haven't started class yet, I know, Justin, so we'll find out how that's been working over the summer. It's not only a daily critique of the school and how things are going in terms of classes and extracurricular activity, but it also is it's a podcast about the your opinions of teachers, your opinions of the school itself that go beyond the academic life there. So we'll get Justin on the line here, and thanks for joining us, Justin. By the way, our number is 855-500-7445. Justin, you there? Justin McElroy?
Yes, sir.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up a little bit. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having us on, Mr. Henry.
Okay, and we're glad that you're here. The podcast that you have about your school, first of all, what's the podcast called?
Well, it's just called The Truth About Canyon, The Truth About L.A. Canyon High, and we started it right after the end of our sophomore, or my sophomore year, in June, and it's been going pretty strong now for, you know, the last couple of months.
Is this available on iTunes and the usual places?
Yeah, I think it is. I know you can get the RSS feed for it, and listen to it, and have it downloaded to your device, and also on iTunes.
And why did you start the podcast?
Well, we started the podcast because, first of all, podcasts are really what people who are, I guess, more interested in what's, you know, happening in the news and everything, and what's going on. I'm not saying they don't listen to talk radio or anything, but most of the people that I know, and probably most people that are more informed about what's going on, are going on a podcast.
It's not like you guys had a choice to do a radio show.
I'm sorry?
It's not like a choice. Did you guys have the opportunity to do a radio show, or did you not?
Well, actually, the school has a radio station that we could have broadcasted on, but we didn't because it doesn't reach that far, you know. I mean, the podcast gets all over the world, pretty much.
And how many people do you think access your podcast as opposed to if your radio, the school has a radio station, and what's the radius?
The what?
What is the broadcast radius for the radio station at the school?
It's about, probably not more than about 5 miles.
Okay, so that is very limited reach. And your podcast, you put it on an RSS feed, it's on one of the podcast platforms, and as you say, you're getting around the world. Do you know how many people, like in the United States, listen to podcasts?
We heard a figure of, right now, around 45 million people.
Wow.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's way better than being on a radio station, and it's better than being on, on the radio and everything. So the reason why we came on your show is because your producer pretty much, you know, begged us to come on.
Whoa, hold on, hold on for a minute. My producer, Mr. Dickman, you're saying begged you, or he just called you several times? Because I know he made the phone call several times to have you come on the show.
I didn't beg him.
Well, yeah, you did, because when you came on with me on the phone today, you go, please come on our show, please. Didn't you do that?
Yeah, I'm not begging.
It sounds like begging to me.
What?
Please come on our show. What did he say to you?
Well, he's saying they wanted to have us on to talk about podcast because he said, well, are you going to rip into radio? And I go, not really, but he said it'd be good if you did.
No, I didn't.
Hold on for a minute. He said what?
He said, if you'd rip into radio, and I said, well, we can, because...
Okay, bud. All right. So my producer encouraged you to rip into radio. For what reason?
Well, because we don't really think that... I didn't want to do your show because there's... Why? When there's 40 million people listening to the podcast, you know, you don't really... Radio is not really happening anymore. And I think... In a lot of ways, that was our message. You know, I mean, what I said to your producer, I go, well, we're doing a podcast, and we're way better than radio, and you know, why do I even want to do it?
So you came on this program tonight then, Justin, I think it's safe to say, as a mercy mission, is that it?
Well, it isn't just your show, it's just any radio show. If we want to contact people, see, the whole thing, Mr. Henry...
So if you went on the Rush Limbaugh show, if you went on the Sean Hannity show, that would all be doing them a favor.
Well, yeah, pretty much, because not anybody, more people who are, like, in movies and more television stars and more, like, you know, movie directors and people that are important to have listened to what you're saying are listening to podcasts, and they're not really listening to the radio no more.
All right, I don't know what kind of research you're looking at. It's very likely that there's been perhaps some shift in listening habits. I don't know if they're all the people have gone away from listening to radio.
Well, I'm not necessarily saying people aren't listening to radio. I'm just saying that the people that are the most important ones are listening to podcasts instead of radio.
All right, but the most important ones, you're saying, are movie directors, actors. I mean, that would be important if I was in show business, wouldn't it?
Well, no, I mean, these are people that are the ones who you want to have listen to your opinion, because then they repeat the opinion on their TV show or in their movie.
So you want to influence people that have a voice culturally?
Well, yes, sir. I mean, that's the only reason to have... Those would be the best listeners.
And what about the average person, the people listening to this show right now, the people that don't have radio shows, that don't have a voice? What about them?
I mean, I care about everybody, and we want people to be free, but if you're at, I'm not sure I know what you're asking.
I'm asking you, if you want to broadcast, you want a podcast to movie directors and movie stars, so you do a podcast, what about the people listening to our radio show right now who are not movie directors, who are not movie stars, who are not in show business?
Well, I mean, they are not in a position to do me any good, because they don't have any real voice, and they don't really... It's very tough to kind of put my finger on it.
All right, well, hold on, and we'll try and get all of our collective fingers on that. We're talking to Justin McElroy, who believes that he would rather be podcasting the effort that he is currently undertaking at his local radio station, or the effort he's currently undertaking with his friends is not a broadcast at a radio station. He's podcasting, because podcasts... get to people that matter. And when I asked him, well, what about people that are listening to the radio right now, he said, well, they can't, they're not in a position to do me any good. All right, this is the Phil Henry Show. It's another night and another strange conversation. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. The world-famous Phil Henry Show. Be right back at philhenryshow.com. Welcome back to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night here till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. The world-famous Phil Henry Show is a news, talk, and entertainment show that, with an emphasis on entertainment, that knows what it's talking about. And we also have with us tonight Justin McElroy, a high school student from L.A. Canyon High School in northern L.A. County, as we discuss with him. A topic I think is of interest, certainly to a lot of, broadcasters, but I think ultimately to people that enjoy the podcast and the radio broadcast. You know, there is a media revolution that has been ongoing now for a number of years. We've talked about it on our show, and that is people are accessing a different platforms of communication, information, entertainment. In other words, it's not just the radio and TV anymore. You guys know we have as well the internet. We have the podcast. We have Wi-Fi. We have Hulu. We have Netflix. It's ever multiplying, and it is multifaceted. And with us is a young man from a high school in Los Angeles County who is podcasting along with his friends about their school, LA Canyon High. And the thing that is interesting to me, Justin, is that you are podcasting. And in a moment, we've got Dad Markham from the National Association of Broadcasters who called in, and he wants to, take issue with some of the things you're saying.
I'm sorry?
There's a gentleman from the National, is he from the NAB, bud? From the National Association of Broadcasters who wants to take some exception to what you're saying.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying that radio is, I don't know anybody that really listens to the radio in any, I mean, nobody that is young and is a part of the ongoing vital movement of America is really listening to the radio anymore as much as the podcasts.
And what do you mean by the vital movement of America?
Well, I mean like anybody that is not old and is not, I guess, just anybody that's not old and...
Okay, so young vital people are podcasting and old decrepit?
Well, I mean, people that are old and have given up wanting to live. I mean, you know, it's hard to describe.
So, all right, so you're basically saying anybody listen, you're my audience, that's what you're talking about. My audience has given up and doesn't want to live.
I think that that's pretty much, and I don't mean that they want to commit suicide, but I think that people that listen to the radio are mostly people that have decided that their time is done and they're waiting just for nature to take them out.
All right, Dad Markham is joining us from Salt Lake City. Dad is one of the the information I have here, Dad, is that you were one of the executives with the National Association of Broadcasters. Is that right?
No, Phil, that's not correct at all. I'm not a member of the National Association of Broadcasters at all. I am a broadcaster. I'm a member of the NAB. I don't represent the NAB, but I did say to your call screener that I was a member broadcaster, and I think I speak for a lot of broadcasters, and that's why I wanted to come on your program.
All right, that's fair enough.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes, young man, go ahead.
I mean, of the host?
Yeah.
So this guy... I don't mean to talk about you, sir, but this guy's not in...
I'm not in any official capacity, young man, no.
Okay.
First of all, Phil, thank you for this forum and this topic. I think it's important. Young man, your name is Justin, correct?
Yes, sir.
Young man, there are a great many of us who put an awful lot of money into broadcasting, owning radio stations, owning syndication companies, like the one that Mr. Henry is broadcasting on currently, and putting an awful lot of money into the infrastructure of radio. And when we hear someone come on a radio station, as you are, you're getting your message out on a radio station. You're aware of that, right?
Well, yes, I am, but I also made the point that the producer of this show begged me to come on.
I don't think that we've made that point.
I didn't hear anyone say you were begged. I heard you say that it sounded like someone begged you.
Well, when the guy called up, Mr. Dignan said, please, please, oh, please.
Well, I can assure you that I find that hard to believe, but let's just say that that happened. Maybe they had a late-minute cancellation or something. Maybe they had a problem scheduling guests or something.
No, he said, please, you know, they couldn't get no guests.
Oh, no.
I mean, I could have gotten it wrong.
It doesn't sound like anything that any professional operation would do.
No, that's got to be wrong. Never would we ever beg anybody because we can't get, quote, no guests. I mean, we're perfectly capable. We wanted to talk to you because of the podcast versus broadcast situation. So go ahead, Dad.
Thank you, Phil. The situation as it exists in your mind, and I'm not saying that your reality, young man, is wrong, but your belief is that radio is only listened to, as you put it, by individuals that are ready to give up on life, that are waving the white flag of surrender. Is that correct?
It seems like, yes, sir, the people that are listening to radio are frightened to use new technologies like the podcast.
And where do you get this idea?
Because no one I know listens to it, and also because when you listen to it, I just assume that that's the case because podcast.
So you don't know for a fact.
Yes, you don't know for a fact, do you?
What? I didn't hear what.
Yeah, all right, let me just ask this.
Go ahead, Phil.
Can I say just one thing, Mr. Dad?
My name is Dad Markham.
Okay, I don't know. Is that your name is Dad?
Yes, that's correct.
Mr. Henry was. I'd rather Mr. Henry explain it than you, only because I can understand him.
Well, whatever you'd like, young man, but the point I'm trying to make here is that you are making assumptions about a radio listening audience that may very well be wrong, because I don't know exactly what your database is. I don't know what your metrics are. What are you looking at exactly?
It's a good question. How do you come to the conclusion that radio listeners are waiting for death while podcasters are people that are about the future?
Well, I mean, it seems obvious that podcasting is about the future.
Okay. But what's that got to do with radio?
Well, it just seems to me that when you talk about radio, like, for instance, the only people that I know that listen to radio at our school at Canyon High are the teachers. None of the students do.
You're telling me that there are no teens listening to radio?
No, not anybody that we know.
Well, what about the stations that have a lot of teenage, supposed 12-plus listeners, like the contemporary hit stations?
Well, I don't know what...
Well, like here in Los Angeles, Kiss FM...
Right, and I'm in the city of Philadelphia right now, Phil, and the hit station here in Philadelphia, I don't know which one it is, but we do have a hit station.
Well, see, that proves right there you don't even know what the station is, because you're ready for death.
I can assure you I'm not ready for death, all right?
Why do you keep saying ready for death?
Because that's the slogan that we use when we talk about people that are listening to the radio as opposed to... I mean, I don't know, I'm just saying that when I came on the show tonight, I was less excited about it being on this show than if I was on a podcast. And so if what you're asking me is how come we're doing a podcast instead of radio, it's because I want to talk to people that want to live and want to live beyond tomorrow.
I don't know where you got the idea that because...
excuse me, who's interviewing me, Mr. Henry or you?
I'm speaking to you. I called in.
Well, I'd like to talk to Mr. Henry.
He's the caller, okay?
Yeah, I know, but you say you were in the NAB and you lied about that.
I didn't lie about being in the NAB, young man. I was told by the person that answered the call, he asked me if I was in the NAB. I said I'm a member. I was not in the NAB executive board, all right? And I'm sorry if you don't want to talk to me. I'm not trying to interview you. I'm simply trying to determine why you think that anyone that listens to the radio is wishing death upon themselves.
I didn't say wishing death. I just said they're expecting death.
Anybody that listens to the radio is expecting death.
Yeah, I mean, that's the same as people who read newspapers. Those are people that are fully expecting death.
And what does that mean, expecting death?
Well, it means within the next, let's say year, they know they'll die because there's no hope with dope, like what they used to say.
No hope with dope.
Yeah.
All right, hold the line as we talk with Justin McElroy. Dad Markham has called in. He's a station owner and a member of a National Association of Broadcasters. Our number is 855-500-7445, 855-500. Is that right? Yeah. I'm having to double-check this number because that 855 blows me away, man. It's just like I've never experienced anything like that before. Anyway, 855-500-7445. Here, the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're also online at philhenryshow.com, and we want you to take advantage of the podcasts that we have over there, as a matter of fact, daily podcasts, as well as the classic and archival and daily podcasts of the radio show, plus 5,000 hours of archived radio. With Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School... talking about how he is podcasting because he just doesn't consider radio to be a factor at all. People that listen to the radio are waiting for death. He's basically talking about you guys right now. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Every night till 10 o'clock on the West Coast, 1 a.m. on the East Coast. Our guest here this evening is Justin McElroy, a high school junior, I think soon to be a junior, from L.A. Canyon High School, and a variety of callers. We still have on the line here Dad Markham from... Dad is the owner of, I know, a station group in the West. I forget the name of it. Is it Kursky? Yeah, Kursky Broadcasting. Or Markham. It sounds like it makes sense. Markham Broadcasting, and he owns a number of stations. And really, the opinion here has been put forward that radio listening is for people that have given up on life. I guess what we can say, to be a little bit respectful here, Justin, is that it's not... Radio listening is, you, in your opinion and in the opinion of your friends, is over.
Well, yeah, but I mean, we've noticed when we go and try to do radio shows with some of the different shows that are on, and the people are, it's something that I don't want to do, and my mom has told me I have to.
This is Dad Markham again. I'm still here on the phone. Is that all right, Phil?
Okay, yeah.
Can I ask you, why is your name Dad?
That's a nickname, because I was, and it's a fair question, it's a nickname that my employees gave me because I seem to be father confessor to a lot of people that worked for me. I came up in broadcasting at a time when there were people who had a lot of personal problems.
Well, I mean, I didn't ask for your life story, you know.
Well, I'll tell you something, young man.
That's pretty rude, Justin, if you don't mind. He was answering your question.
I'm sorry, but I just didn't expect that I'd get a big, long speech, you know.
You know, young man, there's an awful lot that you have to learn. First of all, to say that people that listen to the radio are waiting and expecting death, I don't know what that means.
No, I know that, but I mean, it's not really anything like... I wanted to talk about the dog food recall, which is what I told about when I called, or when the producer called me.
The dog food recall?
Yeah, you want to talk about they called up the dog food.
I didn't say that, man. I'd say they called up dog food.
You mean they recalled some dog food?
Yeah.
Yeah, they've recalled dog food, Mr. Henry, on the IAMS. I think it's called IAMS. IAMS dog food.
Phil, can I finish the point that I was trying to make?
Go ahead.
Because I'm not here to talk about dog food. I'm here to defend an industry that you've maligned by saying that anyone that works in it or listens to it is simply waiting for death. I believe that we're still a very vital industry, and I think that given the proper support from our listeners, such as yourself, instead of you giving over to the podcasting business, you might give us the proper support.
Well, I mean, I just don't, you know, why. I mean, I don't feel like it because, like I said, we're more about, you know, on-demand listening, and you can do with a podcast.
All right.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Dad.
Well, can I stay on the line and act as a... I don't mean to infringe on your program, Phil, I really don't, but I think that having my voice will mitigate, I think, some of the things he's saying. So can I act as a commentator?
Mr. Henry, can you...
Dad, I would rather you not.
Well, Mr. Henry, I think this guy, he bothers me. I feel that there is some interest from him having to do with my, you know, my...
Your what?
Well, sir, you know that you called because you have an interest in my, you know, my bottom.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
All right, well, I don't want to hear any of that. You understand?
I'm going to tell you something right now.
Hold on. Do you understand that, Justin?
I'm sorry, but I mean, I sense that I get the vibe.
You're getting the vibe from... What vibe are you getting from me? I'm talking, and I've been speaking of broadcasting, and I said nothing about sex or anything like that.
Well, I just got a definite vibe from you that you're all hanging on the phone and you don't want to hang up. And you're all, hey, let me talk.
What?
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Dad, all right?
So what you're doing is you're punishing me because this young man...
No, I don't mean to punish you at all. Let's just continue talking to him, taking other calls, you know.
Yes, but now the impression is left with your listeners that I'm hanging around like some dirty old man. I will tell you, Phil, you're allowing this young man...
You know, Mr. Henry, I don't have to be... If you want to talk to this guy, I mean, he's... But he definitely has given me a vibe like... It's like a whole bot... I don't know how this... It's just...
Yeah, what is it? Are you getting a bottom vibe?
Well, you said it, you know.
Okay, look, Dad, I will tell my audience right now, there's nothing you have said, nothing you've done, nothing wrong. Justin, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm ashamed of having feelings. That's what my mom's always telling me.
Oh, look at this. Now he's going to try and get your... Justin, I'm very used to young people trying to emotionally manipulate me.
Why? Because you're trying to get to their into their piece?
I'm trying to get into their what?
All right, look, Dad, I will talk to you later, okay?
Yeah, sure.
That is a... Are you okay?
Yeah.
Your mother says what?
My mom's always telling me how to feel, and when I went to the child psychologist that she sent me to, he said to me, your mother should not tell you how to feel. And so then my mom and dad went and talked to him, and they said, you told our son what? And he said, Mr. and Mrs. McElroy, you can't tell your son how to feel. He's going to feel the way he feels. And they're all, oh, yeah, well, you're not doing our son any good at all. And then they fired him. And now I got to go to some other child psychologist who is just not, he I don't like him at all. And he's old and stupid.
Okay, I'm sorry that you're having these problems at home. Do you want us to let you go?
No, because I come on here to talk about our podcast and not to be picked up on by some guy that gives me a bottom vibe. And
that gentleman did nothing, and I really want to again say to my audience, Dad Markham, who I don't know who he is. I've never heard of him, but he called in.
Well, then how do you know he owns radio stations?
I mean, I know the name, and I know the stations. But I don't, I've never talked to him.
What's with the name Dad?
Will you let me finish, kid? I don't know what the name Dad is about. I don't know why. He just told you. He said it's because he was like a father confessor. I don't know. We're talking here with Justin McElroy. Tell me about the dog food recall. Let's just get to that.
The dog food recall, Mr. Henry, that we did a podcast about today, and we're going to follow up with another podcast about it tomorrow. Is basically this, that they're recalling the podcasting, and
you hold on for a minute, because I'm hearing some snorting sound. Bud, are you getting that?
Yeah, we are getting a snort sound.
I'm what?
You're snorting?
Oh, no, I'm blowing my nose. The recall of the dog food is...
Well, you're still doing it.
Is I'm sorry?
Nothing. Go ahead.
The recall of the dog food is because of the found vermin in it and worms and different, you know, things that a dog is not supposed to eat. It's our feeling that the... I guess you could say there's so many hungry people in the world that recalling dog food seems like a very much of an obscenity, and that we should make sure that we have people fed before we indulge in the fantasies and the needs of a dog or dog owners. And in our podcast tomorrow, we're going to talk to Pete Jeffries, who interviewed a family that they almost, I mean, literally, they almost went into malnutrition trying to feed, you know, their dogs. And
well, that's a little stupid.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the way a lot of people are, you know. And if you have parents that have little kids, and the kids are going hungry, so the dogs...
Well, who's doing... I mean, look, we do have Child Protective Services and agencies that protect children against this kind of bad parenting. But is your issue that children are going hungry?
Our issue is simply this, that as long as we've got hungry people in America... dog food recalls are really stupid, and we're calling on the food and or I guess it's the Food and Drug Administration.
Yeah.
I mean, we're calling on them to suspend the dog food.
And so you're saying dogs will eat how?
I mean, you can feed dogs anyway. You can feed dogs. First of all, dogs became man's best friend when they were eaten in a garbage dump. You know, there's a song by Charles Manson that goes, "Eat it in my garbage dump." Have you ever heard that song, Mr. Henry?
Yes, I have.
Well, in that song pretty much is how dogs and humans came about. And
I know that dogs followed men as we were hunter-gatherers and we would throw our garbage, and wolves.
The what?
The wolves would gather at the garbage dumps of humans. Female wolves specifically, if they were pregnant.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm talking about dogs.
Dogs come from wolves. Dogs originated from the wolf. And the theory is that dogs followed bands of hunter-gatherer men, and as humans threw their garbage into these piles, these wolves would come around and eat from it, and gradually man and wolf became familiar with each other.
What?
Okay, hold on for a minute. What am I doing talking to this kid? He's talking about dog food and how they shouldn't have a recall of dog food because there's hungry people, and let's forget about that, and let's just make sure people are fed and let the dogs get worms and vermin. I don't know. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show talking with Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School about the podcasting that they're doing. So far, we've heard him say that podcasting is where it's at because radio is for people who are waiting to die. Now we're hearing about a podcast he's doing on a dog food recall. They are against it because they feel that, you know, who cares about dogs and their health? It's all about humans. That's not a bad idea. Let's see what else he's got coming up. When we come back here on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, our number 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Welcome back here to the Phil Henry Show and philhenryshow.com. Final few seconds here with Justin McElroy, a senior at L.A. Canyon High School, as we discuss with him his new podcast that he, along with the other students, have started. The podcast, not the use of the radio station there at the school, but the podcast, which has so far exposed the dating habits of teachers. It's talked about the inside scoop on what's happening in the lives of the people in the administration. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that you've been doing there that's got a few people upset.
Well, I mean, that's what the nature of being a journalist is, Mr. Henry. You got to dig into, you know, everything and what and everything that people are doing, you know, and you know.
Well, what about the teachers up there that are finding this to be offensive and are threatening lawsuit?
Well, they can't sue because we don't use their real names. We're just saying, you know, what teacher is, you know, teaching, like, you know, geometry, but they can't, you know, because of the First Amendment and everything.
I mean, so in other words, I happen to know all about slander and libel laws, and I know that if a person can be identified, even if you don't say their name.
No, we know all about that, Mr. Henry, you know. We know all about it.
Oh, okay. Well, excuse me. You know, Margaret?
Yes, Justin, this is Margaret Gray. I'm a professional journalist. All right?
Yeah.
And before you go, yeah, understand that I've been down this road before many times. I know all about journalism. I've been sued.
What for?
What?
What did you get sued for?
I have been sued. I've been the subject of lawsuits. I don't need to go into that.
Well, just to anticipate, have you been sued for libel?
No, I have not, and I don't want to get into what I've been sued for. What I'm trying to tell the young man is I've been sued.
Well, why can't you say what it's for?
Because it's potential. It's really none of your business. What I am asking you is this. Do you consider the feelings of these people before you... First of all, I listened to one of your podcasts. You're talking about a relationship between a female member of the staff and a male member of the staff, the teaching staff, and who was sleeping at whose house and what time they left the house. Are you spying on these people?
Well, we're being reporters, Miss Gray. I mean, I'm sure you understand You claim to be a reporter.
No, I don't claim to be a reporter. I am a reporter.
You're a reporter?
I said reporter.
Okay, then you know that you hang around people's, you know, houses and you're looking through their garbage dump. And
I don't look through anyone's garbage dump, son. And I heard what you said about the Charles Manson song, Looking in the Garbage Dump. I know that song very well. I knew Charles Manson. Okay?
Yeah. I mean, you're claiming you knew Charles Manson.
Yeah, yes. I interviewed him at the courthouse when he was on trial.
Okay, and you know the song, Looking in My Garbage Dump. Everybody's looking through my garbage dump.
Yeah, I know the song, and I don't need you to sing it. It's a terribly distressing song written by a sociopath, and I don't think it's anything to model your journalistic career after.
Well, I mean, we're doing a podcast that a lot of people are downloading, and people like it, and you, I mean, I've never heard of you.
Oh, is that, well, I've never heard of you.
Well, I've never heard of you.
A lot of people have heard of me, but I've never heard of you.
Well, I've never heard of you.
All right, fine. You've never heard of each other.
I don't, you know.
All right, Margaret, I mean, you know, we're talking about two different mediums here. We're talking about podcast as opposed to broadcast. We're talking about new media, digital, as opposed to the old media, which is analog and newspaper and that kind of thing. We don't mean to disrespect, although you did at the very beginning say that anybody that listens to the radio has given up on life.
Mr. Henry.
You're talking to my listeners right now. You realize that?
Yeah, I know that.
And what about people that tuned in to listen to you?
None of my friends are tuning in. They're all gonna we'll be podcasting about it. You can be assured of that.
You're gonna be podcasting about being on my show?
Yes, sir.
Well, that's kind of cool.
Well, I'm not gonna give you no cheap publicity or anything.
I don't need any cheap publicity, okay? I'm just saying that if you're gonna talk about being on the show.
Well, I'm gonna talk about that I was on a show. I'm not gonna say which one.
Yeah, you're gonna say the Phil Henry show.
No, I'm not.
Okay, fine. I don't give a damn what you say. But the point that I'm trying to make here is you're using this medium. Now, you were talking to us about dog food being recalled. You don't like the idea of dog food, of us wasting any time on dog food.
No, I don't think we should. And
okay, we're well past that. Now I want to ask you about this gossip thing that you do on your podcast. You're hanging around people's, as you said, garbage cans.
Well, I mean, I said, if you're going to be a journalist, you've got to hang around a guy's, you got to hang around a woman's can, her can, or not her can, but you're around her garbage can. And that's what we do.
All right, so I want to ask them, these are teachers of yours, and you're hanging around their houses, what, all night?
We park at a respectful distance, and we have, we don't take pictures, although we do use telephoto lenses to identify who the individual is.
All right, so you're spying on your teachers?
No, sir, Mr. Henry, we're not, because we're you know...
Hold on, what, Margaret?
Yes, you are spying if you're taking pictures of them.
I just got done saying, ma'am, that no, we're not.
Well, you said you use a telephoto lens.
Yeah, but we're not snapping the picture. We're using it to focus in and to scope in on bits of clothing, on areas of, for instance, a woman, if she's leaving a man's apartment or home, we will go in on a zipper to see if it's zipped up, you know, and...
Okay, so, and if it's not zipped up, this means what, that she's been having an affair with the guy?
I would say yes, sir.
And what is this doing for you?
Ma'am, it's teaching us a journalism, about the journalism, and I'll tell you something else, Mrs.
Gray.
Gray,
you know, I got, this is very disrespectful to me. He doesn't know who I am.
All right.
Well, no, I don't know who you are, ma'am. Ma'am?
She has left the room. Go ahead.
God, that was chicken.
No, it isn't. I'm using the toilet.
Well, fine. I mean, I'm just saying, Mr. Henry, that we are around, we're
slow down.
We're around our teachers' houses. We are looking in to see if they are for to have the sex with each other, and we report on it. We do not use no names, and we do not use no, you know, no department that they're in.
So nobody will recognize who they are.
Nobody. I mean, maybe and maybe not. Mostly, I don't think they do. And that's good for, you know, we don't want to embarrass nobody, but we do want people to know, especially the students, that the teachers at the school are having, you know, intercourse. And
okay, all right, fine. You know, you don't have to be that graphic. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes, sir.
Okay, see, that's actionable. I mean, all of the stuff you're saying is potentially actionable, but even if you don't mention names and you say, and these two teachers, that's actionable from the school, you know?
Well,
I mean, we'll see how that goes as we progress along. We thank you very much, Justin. We got to take a break. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show. Justin McElroy from L.A. Canyon High School and his gossip podcast. That is, it's all the rage with the students. The teachers are not all that crazy about it. They're sitting in cars and spying on people. The world famous Phil Henry Show, 855-500-7445, 855-500-7445. Back with more right after this. Don't forget philhenryshow.com for podcasts of tonight's show as well as our archival podcasts.